After enduring intense makkas, Paray finally relents. He tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "You and your people can leave, rak tzoinchem ubekarchem yitzak, but leave your flock and cattle behind." Moshe tells Paray, "We need that too, ki mimenu nikach la'avedes Hashem, because from it we will take to serve Hashem." And the question is, mimenu, from it we will take? Isn't Moshe taking all of the animals? So why did he say, ki mimenu nikach? And Ramey Shapiro says something very profound. Moshe was not talking about animals here. He's teaching us a fundamental life lesson. When Moshe sees how Paray is so devoted to the cause, it's the ninth makkah already. The handwriting is on the wall. His country is on the verge of total collapse. His own people are turning against him. And despite all that, Paray doesn't bend. He doesn't budge. He's still negotiating. He's still debating. He's still battling, fighting to the last minute. So Moshe says, "Ki mimenu nikach." We will use that energy, that passion that Paray displayed, la'avodas Hashem. I will take this lesson and apply it to my own life. I will learn a lesson on how we can use that resolve and that courage for avodas Hashem. The Mishnah says in Masechtas Avos, "Ezeh u'chacham aloymed mikol adam." A wise man can learn something positive from any person, even from a Paray. When we complete a Masechet and Shas, we recite a Hadron. In the text it says, "Anu ratzon v'hem ratzon." Anu amelim v'hem amelim. We run and they run. We toil and they toil. And the question is, why are we so concerned about what the other nations of the world are doing? Who cares if they work or toil, if they run or they don't run, if they walk or they crawl? Why is that of any concern to us? So what are we really saying over here? And the answer is, there are indeed great lessons to be learned from them. If we aspire to be successful and prosperous in whatever endeavor we pursue, we must strive and emulate even secular people, the schedules they keep, the dedication and effort successful people devote to their tasks. We need to match their drive and their passion and enthusiasm, and strive to imitate the actions and behaviors that made them successful in the first place. So we say, "Anu ratzim," we run because heim ratzim. "Anu amelim," we toil because heim amelim. Ma'oyve techakmeine. If we aspire to complete a Masechet and Shas or undertake any other holy endeavor, we need to work and toil just as diligently as they do in achieving their goals. So we take a cue from them and become motivated and inspired from their toil and effort. And if they toil assiduously for materialistic and mundane matters and temporary reward, how much more do we need to work and apply and engross ourselves in Torah learning and spiritual matters when we receive eternal rewards? I remember reading this article where they were interviewing John Harbaugh, the head football coach of the Baltimore Ravens. This story goes back about 15 years. Harbaugh was famous for putting in long hours in the office during the season. They said he went home every night at about midnight and was back in his office at 5 a.m. So during a press conference, a reporter asked him, "What is your schedule during the playoffs? If you put in 19 hours of work during the regular season, what about the playoffs? Where is it even possible to find more hours in the day?" So he told the reporter, "As you know, the playoffs is when our whole season is on the line. Every week we win, we move closer to our goal of reaching the Super Bowl. And if we lose, we are eliminated from playoff contention. We go home and we have to wait until next year." So I did some calculations. My commute home is 45 minutes each way. If I don't go home at night, that's an additional 1.5 hours every day that I can use to watch game film and coach my players. So I decided that I'll sleep on the office couch so that I can start my day at 4:15 a.m. and end my day at 12:45 a.m. Ki mimenu nikach la'avodas Hashem. Using their devotion and applying it to Torah mitzvahs. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.